people who live near the Mill River in Taunton, Massachusetts, were evacuated at Monday as a 100-year-old dam threatened to burst and send a wall of water as deep as 6 feet cascading through parts of the city. Much of Taunton is closed today as officials keep a close watch on the Whittenden Pond Dam, which has been strained by heavy rainfall. Some areas of Massachusetts received as much as 16 inches of rain in the past week, with Taunton receiving its heaviest rain this past weekend. City officials said yesterday the dam was starting to buckle. Today, some of the wooden timbers supporting the dam failed, allowing additional water to leak through. Charles Crawley is a member of the Taunton City Council and a local historian. He joins us now by phone from his home in Taunton, Massachusetts, and it's good to have you on Talk of the Nation today.
Thank you very much.
So what does it look like now?
Well, we're cautiously optimistic that all the steps are in place to monitor the particular dam in question, and hopefully as time goes on, the lake that's up above this particular dam has reduced in its height over the last couple hours, so they're cautiously optimistic that perhaps over time that this will dissipate.
And as I understand it, the belief is that if the dam can get through the day, maybe it'll hold.
Yes, they're optimistic. The fire chief, who's leading the coordinated effort through both the state and local officials, but also the county officials and some of our neighboring towns and both public safety and emergency personnel, they've done an extraordinary effort to try to work as a team to combat this issue. And the dam is quite old. It was built in 1832 to hold back a mill pond that powered a local textile mill that provided employment opportunities for thousands of immigrants a century ago, and it's withstood the test of time.
The first thing you hear is 1832, a wooden dam. What's it still doing there?
There's four dams on this particular river. There's one immediately upstream from the Whittenden Dam. That holds back a man-made lake, if you will, Lake Sabatia.
Mm-hmm.
And then from that point down, the Whittenden Mill Dam, which was built in 1832, around the same time as the dam upstream. So then there's two additional dams further downstream that, should one go, they fear that it would affect the integrity of some of the ones not only upstream but downstream.
Yeah.
So, and it all empties into the downtown Taunton area.
We're talking about the threat to a dam upstream from Taunton, Massachusetts, that threatens to put parts of that city underwater if it should burst. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And as I understand, a couple of thousand people from the downtown area were evacuated. School was closed today, that sort of thing?
That's correct. School was closed, and we have an emergency shelter at the Taunton High School field house. And many friends and family members of those affected took their friends in, and the local hotels have accommodated some of the residents who have been removed from the area. But it's a precautionary measure. We'd rather err on the side of caution in this particular case, because the effects of this have been experienced in the past. There's been continual stresses on this particular bridge, and others as recently as March of 1968, when through the efforts of the Army Corps of Engineers, they were able to synchronize the release of water at all of the dams to coincide with the tidal effect of the Taunton River, which the Mill River empties into, to be able to relieve the pressure at that time. And of course, in 1886, we had a major flood as a result of frozen turf, if you will, was not able to allow the water to seep in, and and created a disastrous effect with buildings were floating down the river, and it was quite a disastrous time. But at each time, the dam in question held. So this is not something new to it, but we're monitoring it closely.
Now, as I understand, the Whittenden Pond Dam is privately owned. Who's responsible for its upkeep?
Well, they've just got a new owner just recently, and so he's familiar with it. He has his own engineer on board, and it's been inspected, and it complies with the various levels that they have to to meet in order to be a safe a dam. But under these extraordinary conditions that we've had, a week of weather of severe rain that really made it very, very difficult to be able to for any dam to meet that particular challenge. But right now, it's buckled a little bit, but we have all the experts in place that are working in concert with one another, and we hope as time goes on that we'll be able to resolve this situation with no property damage or any effect of health to any citizen of Taunton.
The mill that was there at the mill pond many years ago, I assume that's gone. Why would anybody buy a dam?
Well, what it is there's a massive industrial complex right next to this that's been there from the 1830s. It was called the Whittington Manufacturing Company that produced textile fabrics a century ago, and those buildings are still there, and some of the buildings closest to the river have the mechanisms in place so that they can provide a source of power by using the flow of the water from the river. So it's a cheap method of providing power to run the machines that they need in their particular business.
And they're still there and they're still working?
Some of them do, yes.
Uh-huh.
Because we've had that from the owner in the past, and that was obviously the attraction of this for the present owner.
Well, cheap power looking more and more attractive every day, I guess.
Absolutely.
Now, we've been talking about some of the hope that this, of course, is going to hold. Worst case scenario, what would happen to Taunton?
Well, if God forbid the dam were to burst and affect the other dams, you would have volumes of water from several acres of our Sebatia Lake and all the tributaries would empty into downtown Taunton and flood not only the center area of the city, but damage a lot of property along the way, and it would affect an awful lot of families. But we're confident that that won't happen, but we're prepared for the worst-case scenario, so everyone's been evacuated. Our concern is the safety of our citizens and the protection of the property along the way.
Charles Crawley, thanks very much, and we'll keep our fingers crossed for you.
Thank you very much.
Charles Crawley, a member of the Taunton City Council in that city in Massachusetts. He joined us by phone from his home there. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.
This program is a production of National Public Radio. Tapes and transcripts are available. Call anytime, toll-free, 1-877-NPR-TEXT. That's 1-877-NPR-TEXT.